prep this all right.
Yep, for sure. No, for sure, Chad. All right, welcome to our Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting. It's Tuesday, June 30th, 2026 at 9:41 a.m. We don't have any minutes to review. Let's go through our issue updates quickly. Discussion or updates on the water treatment plant project.
Water treatment plant, right now, they're working on getting a backup generator working. There was a problem having the wrong, I won't remember the name of it still, but anyway, it's what regulates how much gas gets into the
generator.
Into the generator from the tank, and it, the one that's on, it's too small to feed the generator at even 25% load, so they're having to upgrade that. And everything else is moving ahead. They're in the process of taking apart the old water treatment plant, the guts, the inside, the tanks, and getting that building ready to be the new maintenance shop for the water and sewer department.
Okay, thanks for that update. Randy, any updates on the Daggett County Health Business and Community Center?
No, they're still waiting on parts for the x-ray room and machine. They're also working on the parking lot, finishing up some tile work. And no set date for completion yet. We keep after them, trying to pin them down.
Getting closer.
Yeah,
we're pushing for the end of the month,
yeah.
But I think we'll be close. Anything to add, Jesse? All right. Are there any, well, legislation discussion? Is there any legislation to discuss today for the MBA? Okay. Moving on to citizen comment. Are there any citizens that would like to make public comment for the MBA today? All right. We don't have any reports or finances to review today due to the down server. So let's jump to correspondence and calendar.
And we don't have any minutes, right? You already mentioned.
Correct. Yeah, the minutes we don't have today based on the same server issue. I don't have anything in the packet for correspondence or otherwise for the MBA. Randy, do you have anything? Jack, correspondence?
No,
calendar review. There's no construction meeting for the new clinic building this week. It'll be next week at 10. Anything else on calendar? All right, then let's move on to policy and legislation. Item number one, discussion and consideration of change order 14 for PCO 26, PCO 29, PCO 30. Jesse, could you walk us through these?
Yeah, so the total of the combined PCOs to make change order 14, which you should have in your packet in front of you, totals $4,987.55. I'll just real quickly touch on the three PCOs. 26 is a change order that was presented from DKE Elevator for unanticipated fuel cost increases.
Meaning it, their bid, because fuel costs went up, their bid wasn't enough?
That's correct, to cover the operational fuel costs. So they did turn in the change order once it got through the general contractor for a total of $1,725. Trying to work through the timeline, it seemed like fuel was definitely high as they were having parts and materials shipped and delivered, but not at their highest point.
How do you guys, Is that common?
They're the first contractor. They're the only contractor that we've had industrial supplies delivered to this site with. And so they do kind of stand alone in their little area that they're functioning within.
Okay. And it was $1,500 is what they're asking for, but is the other $750 or whatever?
Profit and overhead from the general for a change order.
My only problem is I set a precedence. Now all the others come up with that same logic. I don't.
Is it within our? Is it in the contract that any change orders that come through subs or whatever, that there's a 15% markup because they're doing it?
Yes.
That's part of the contract?
Yes, it is. That's part of the contract with the general.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've questioned that in the past with the general, and you need to go through the motions of letting me know that there's additional handling, and even when there's not a ton of additional oversight like fuel, that there's additional handling for their office, and they do, it's industry standard that they do 15% on everything.
Okay.
The next one, PCO 29, we ran into an issue with the light pole being too high with where Bridger Valley's overhead lines were. And so this is for the electrician to cut down and modify the light pole and then reattach the heads and waterproof it. So a total of $905 from the electrician, including the 15% profit and overhead, $905.05. PCO 30 was changed for tile in front of the drinking fountain area to place LVT. That ceramic tile change order is 235750.
What's LVT?
Luxury vinyl tile. So they went from vinyl tile to ceramic.
So in a wet area, it's a much better product. And as the new tile company came in, that was a change that they suggested that fit within the scope of our contingency and was a good improvement.
I'll go with whatever you guys recommend on the fuel one. I take it the light pole was an oversight in terms of plan, and it's cheaper to cut the pole than move it.
Correct. And they even took it to the light engineer to figure out if we could just go with stronger fixtures that could spread out a little bit more to get the same light coverage. And it seemed like the best idea was to just lower that pole down to where it met Bridger Valley's 12.5-foot radius requirement.
So the fuel surcharge, the extra fuel charge that they're asking for is to the elevator company, the company that's installing the elevator?
That is correct. They manufacture and install.
And is that within their contract to in the event that fuel expenses go up, that they can pass that expense on to us?
I can review their full contract if you'd like. They're the same company that came forward with the steel prices and on the tariffs.
Is this a post thing, or I mean, has it already been done and they're short the $1,500 because of fuel, or are they anticipating the cost being up to $1,500?
I would assume possibly a combination of the two. They still have travel to come out here, but the majority of that fuel cost I would assume would be from the shipping of the actual materials. And
so they provided tickets or something to justify those costs?
All they provided was this letter, which you see right there.
I'd like to maybe do a little bit more research on that item. Is there, that's PCO 26. Jesse, as our project manager, how would you feel about if we were to approve change order 14 minus PCO 26 so that we could do a little bit more research? Or what's your recommendation?
Because they're bundled all into the same change order, I would suggest that you table it for a week, and I'll get with Jamie and see if we can't review the contract with DKE.
Is anything time sensitive? Would a week?
The tiles in, I think Morton Electric has been a good partner, and I think they'd be willing to operate on, if you're okay giving a construction change directive on their PCO saying they're good to go ahead and cut the light pole, you're going to pay the $905, then they can at least get to work on their portion.
So if we were to do a construction change directive on PCO 29 and PCO 30 and then do some research on 26.
Correct.
For next week.
Yep.
How would you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Are you good, Randy, with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get working and get some answers for you guys on the ins and outs of that TKE contract.
Sure.
And their contract is with, they're a subcontractor, so their contract is with Hatfield Construction.
Right.
Yeah, and it's not that I want to jip anybody out of anything that they don't deserve or need. But where's that? How's that line held in terms of what's theirs and what's ours, and how do we cover it?
Yep.
And being responsible to the project and the project budget. So thank you for your hard work. If you've got a recommendation, I'm open.
No, I'm in full agreement with your guys' thought process.
So I'll make a motion that we issue a construction change directive for PCO 29 and PCO 30, and then table the approval of change order 14 until we can do some research on PCO 26.
Thank you, guys.
I'll second the motion.
A motion and a second's been made. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anything else, Jesse, that we need to do before we conclude the meeting, adjourn the meeting today?
Good progress.
Jack, Randy, anything else?
I'm good.
All right, then I will adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 9:55. We're adjourned. Thank you.